Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Great to be here today. Eric, how are you on this lovely overcast day?
I'm doing well.
Good. Good to hear.
Yeah. And you know, I think the overcast day might actually be the best day to take your dog for a walk.
There's many good days to take your dog for a walk, pretty much any day, really. But it is nice when it's not too hot out.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, we have a special guest in the booth with us on this lovely, fine dog walking day. We have Georgia Welch back in the booth with us today. Georgia is the director of training for Invisible Fence Northwest, one of the show's sponsors. Welcome, Georgia.
Hi there.
So we have some interesting, we're going to talk about one aspect of the solutions that you offer through Invisible Fence Northwest. And there is a really, really wonderful special offer that's now available through May 18th, so it's available for a week, and it is $250 off Invisible Fence Solutions, and that's for Dog Talk Show listeners. So all you have to do to get that is to go to the Invisible Fence website, which is InvisibleFenceNW.com, and then right on that homepage, there's going to be a promo code box up at the top right corner, and you just have to type in Dog Talk. And then it'll pull up the offer, and you can either give them a call to schedule a free consultation, or you can fill out a form online and schedule that online, too.
Pick your time right there.
Yeah, that's great. So the promo code is DOGTALK, and that's $250 off. That's a big one.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah. Now's the time. I mean, spring is here. It's time to be out in the yard, you know, working on the garden or weeding or playing or whatever, and it's so nice to
fixing the damage your dog has done over the winter.
Yeah, reseeding perhaps, but how nice to have your pet out there with you safely and off leash and without having to have a physical fence there. So why don't you tell us, for listeners maybe who aren't familiar with Invisible Fence brand products, kind of the basis for your products and what you offer, and then we can talk about the pet-free solutions.
Well, Invisible Fence is the original electronic pet containment. We've been around since the 70s, and I've worked with them for the last 22 years. Mm-hmm. And what we've specialized in for a long time was keeping your dogs home. Now we have this whole new line of products that we've had for a few years, but we've gotten better at it, that also help keep your pets out of areas that might not be safe for them, or that everybody would be happier if they were not destroying things, like, you know, running through the gardens.
Right.
And that's brand new for us. But most people know us because we keep pets safe at home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about front doors, garage doors, gates being left open.
Yeah. I just had a client actually asking me about that. Her German Shepherd, really beautiful, huge male German Shepherd, just turned a year, and he got out the front and barked at some kids and scared them. And she said, you know, is there a way to keep them in? I said, oh, yes.
And it doesn't matter if you have, you know, Fort Knox in the backyard.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to leave open a gate, or the front door is going to be left open.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's so great about Invisible Fence, is your pet is home no matter what happens to gates and doors.
Yeah. And how actually he got out was that her parents living, and I think one of her parents suffers from Alzheimer's, and so the door does get left open. So, you know, you can't always control your environment, as people know.
And in houses with kids, even if you train your kids to be really good, it's hard to train all their friends to be as good if they're not used to living with pets.
Right. Yeah, even if they are, kids are kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have these pet-free solutions. And I remember when I had you on the show a while back, we were talking about the outdoor solutions and, you know, how they basically keep the pet close to the house, as close as you want, regardless of how much land you may have. Close to the house, safe, or at least on the property, and not getting out, not getting into the road, getting hit by a car. If it's a little dog, not getting too far away from the house and getting you know, if you live further out from the city, having an interaction with a raccoon or coyote or
that's right.
eagle or something like that. And how you had said, and one of the things that I really liked what you said is how you will go out, you know, you offer these free in-home consultations so you can come and talk to the person who's considering it and see if it's a good fit. And one of the things that you look for is to make sure that it's not the type of situation where somebody is wanting to keep the pet away from the family.
No, our goal is to make it easier to live for the family to live together in harmony. Mm-hmm. And the same way that there are some rooms, you know, if someone has, say, a formal living room and dining room, you don't want your kids doing their painting in there.
Right.
So why does your dog need to shed in there?
Right.
You know, so we keep them out of rooms that maybe are used for special occasions. Mm-hmm. Or the same thing, you wouldn't let your kids run their tricycles through all of your plantings.
Right.
And so we can keep, you know, have the dog in the yard to share the yard with the family, but out of the garden.
Mm-hmm. And so on kind of on the flip side of that now, and the technology has really evolved so much.
Tremendously.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. You have ability to see, there's like these little computer chips.
Right. There's some things that are unique to Invisible Fence. And one of them is that we can read the history, so we can tell how many times a pet tested their Invisible Fence,
mm-hmm.
which gives us an idea of a little bit about what happens when no one's looking, which is kind of, was always the missing piece before.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we can set it up so that, like the dog and the cat, or a young dog and an old dog, can share a yard, but then they can have separate areas too.
Mm-hmm.
One of my personal favorites is having my dogs and cats share the yard, but keeping my dogs out of the kitty litter and the cat food that the cats obviously have to have access to.
Right.
You know, my cats are getting older now. It's hard to jump up on counters because I used to feed them on the counter, but you see the cat jump and miss a couple of times, and it feels bad.
Yeah.
So now I can feed them on the floor. They can free feed, but my dogs, the pet-free Invisible Fence keeps my dogs from getting to that food, which they would eat in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, of course. And the litter box.
Yes, because I hate Kitty Roca.
Yes. So that's something that, you know, one of the ways that the products have evolved and that you can keep pets away from certain areas or out of certain areas or off of certain areas, whether it be a formal couch, something as small of an area as a specific couch or specific countertop.
That's right. The other thing is if you have, you know, a lot of people who have cats have multiple cats, or a dog and cat that don't get along.
Mm.
You can have maybe the dog have the downstairs and the cat have the upstairs, so no longer is the cat locked in a room.
Right.
Which makes everybody's life much better.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's really exciting for me about this is each collar on all of our new equipment has the ability to have two different built-in levels to for correction.
Mm.
One stops the dog from chasing the cat into the street.
Right.
Because that might be a pretty strong drive.
Yep.
And the other is kind of a very low level, stay out of the trash.
Right.
So that they can be totally separate. And this is really cool for people who have rescue dogs that on one hand are very sensitive until they're focused on something.
Right.
And then all that sensitivity goes out the window.
Yeah. And these products were developed as a result of back in the 70s, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
About
Richard Peck was the fellow that started the whole movement for electronic pet containment, and he was a traveling salesman and also a pet lover, and was just devastated by seeing all the dead animals on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And he decided to do something about it, and Invisible Fence was what he did about it.
Yeah. You know, I just came across I get a lot of emails about different dog-related things.
I can't imagine.
Products and, you know, organizations and all that, which is great because then I get to see what's out there. But I got one recently, actually, that was from a company that was offering this new technology that sends you a text message once your pet has left a certain area. Well, I think part of it was like a GPS tracking thing, but then you can sort of designate an area. And then if your pet leaves the area, it will let you know. I was like, well, how about keeping the pet from leaving the area in the first place? Maybe a better option.
Well,
than tracking them on your phone.
After they're gone,
yeah.
And GPS is pretty cool for folks that have, you know, like a lot of the folks that do hunting.
Yeah.
And the dogs are out running.
Yeah.
But I would rather know that if my dog's in the backyard, he's going to stay in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a cool idea for sure. But, you know, ideally they're not out there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've actually had a lot of different questions come up as I've been out working with people with dog training and behavior. A lot of my clients already have their pets set up with invisible fence, but then they'll have some certain other, you know, other little problems or areas or, you know, situations where that have come up that the pet-free solutions actually are a perfect fit for.
It works really great because especially in busy families, stepping over baby gates is really tough. And if you've got a really enthusiastic puppy, having everybody in the family be consistent enough to do training,
mm-hmm.
it's like down the road you might be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make sure that puppy stays in the house long enough mm-hmm. to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Invisible Fence, the pet-free solutions to manage those issues during the training process make for a really good combination.
Mm-hmm. So again, there is a special offer going on for another week, so a week from today until May 18th, and it's $250 off Invisible Fence Solutions. Now, is this for the outdoor containment?
Yes.
So where you can actually have your property, whether it be just a small front yard or whether you live on a few acres, have it actually contained so that your pet is safely kept within your property. $250 off special offer, and the promo code is DOGTALK. So you can either go to the website and type in DOGTALK at the top. There's a little promo code box, and that'll actually bring you to a page that describes the offer. And then you can call them and just let them know that you want the Dog Talk Show promotion to make an appointment for a free consultation, or you can actually set that up right online.
And it's really nice. That way you can do it at 2 in the morning, which is when I usually think of those things.
Right. Well, we have more to talk about. I have some client stories that I'd like to share of some unique uses for the pet-free solutions. We'll be back with Georgia Welch, Training Director for Invisible Fence Northwest. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail, we'll be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmunds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150. Got it? Cool.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are back today with Georgia Welch, Training Director for Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back, Georgia.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
So we've been talking about the pet-free solutions that Invisible Fence brand offers, which is a different twist to all of your products.
Yeah, kind of. Invisible Fence has always been about keeping pets home, and pet-free is about keeping them out of things.
Right. So while keeping them safely in the property, keeping them out of certain areas like countertops, kitchens, children's bedrooms, offices, formal living rooms, shoe closets, cat rooms where like the litter box and the cat food are.
Even away from other small animals that might live in the house.
Oh, yes.
Because if the dog in the house gets a hold of the gerbil, it can be really traumatic.
Yes, very traumatic. Quickly. Now, I have some client stories to share about Invisible Fence pet-free solutions. Actually, some applications that I've found that were interesting just in troubleshooting with the clients. And these are clients whose dogs were already set up on the outdoor solution. So they had the outdoor containment set up. So the dogs were already trained and already understood the collars and stuff.
And when they understand the collars, training them to a new area is really easy.
Easy, yeah. So one of these situations was where the dog was running underneath the car in, you know, on property. So when they were trying to leave, you know, three children, lots of stuff, getting in and out meant a lot of door opening and going into the garage. And so the dog would run underneath the car as a way. They kind of had this, you know, funky control dynamic where the dog wanted to go or didn't want to be left or wanted to control the interaction. So that was how she did it. She'd run under the car. And then she would even do it sometimes when the car was pulling in to the driveway, which was part of the containment, this big, big driveway that was kind of like their front yard, this large driveway. And so the, you know, boys would be out playing and then the car would come in. And then if the dog was out with them playing safely contained, she would even run under then. And I thought, at first I was kind of thinking, well, maybe if we put just those Invisible Fence flags and taped them around the car, she might get it. But then when I was meeting with some of the folks from the office of Invisible Fence, I actually asked about it. And that they said that that was a great use for the pet-free shields, these little 5-inch disc looking things.
And the nice thing is they work on a rechargeable battery, so you don't have to be tied to an outlet.
Oh, yeah. So you could actually slip it underneath the car seats, and then they can adjust it so that the signal goes out to the edge of the car, and then she would learn. She doesn't jump in the car on her own anyway, so she would learn, you go into the car only if we pick you up and carry you in, which was the same rules that she already had established for leaving the property. If they were going to take her out on a walk, which they did on a daily basis, they just scoop her up, carry her out. And she knew that she wasn't to leave the property unless she was escorted that way. So it could fit for the car as well.
Oh, yeah. And there are all kinds of applications.
Yeah. And then the other one was a boat, a large boat, and, you know, lots of different doorways and certainly some safety concerns with a dog, you know, a small dog. And there was kind of a bow, outer deck bow area that they just really didn't want her on at all. no need for you to be out there. We just don't want you to go there at all. And so I thought, perfect, you know, because you can do this for maybe, like you said, maybe the backyard is secure, but the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just do individual doorways, both inside and to the outside.
And yes, we do that all the time to keep what we refer to as dogs with a greeting disorder.
Yeah.
Friendly dogs who are a little too intense at the greeting as a management solution until they connect up with a trainer to solve the problem long term.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of keeps them back from rushing the doorway and certainly rushing out of it.
And for people who have a difficult time training, it's really easy because if your dog jumps at folks coming in the door, there's so much attention to that because dogs want us to touch them and to talk to them and to listen to them.
Yeah.
And all those things happen when you're correcting them from jumping.
Yeah.
And with the portable pet free at the front door, the pup can be invisible and people just sort of stand in the bubble. And then when they calm down, you reach out and you pet the dog and it makes the training process easier for busy families.
Now, this is something that I've had people express, and I wonder, I know how I feel about it, but I just wonder how, your thoughts. You can clarify probably better than I can. As far as talking about, you know, a house where there may be certain rooms that people might want to keep the dogs out of, formal living rooms, maybe young child's bedroom or something like that. And I've had, and I understand this, but I've had some people say, oh, but, you know, like where they feel like it's kind of mean to do that. And oh, but I feel bad doing that, you know, keeping them out of certain areas. But the dogs don't really see it that way. It's just a boundary.
Yeah, it's just one more boundary. And a lot of the rooms that we keep pets out of are formal living room and living rooms and dining rooms that people don't really live in anyway.
Right.
Other than for special occasions.
Right.
A lot of times being able to keep the pets out of a child's bedroom or maybe even off the carpeted areas mm-hmm. is the difference between allowing that pet to continue to live in the house mm-hmm. or being given away or kicked outside because of allergy issues, because it's a lot easier to control dander on hardwood than on carpets.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And being able to keep that pet with the family is huge.
Yep.
Sometimes it's, you know, you have a dog person and one not so much that are living together, you know, newly married families or roommates, and the ability to protect some things from the dog for the sensibilities of the not so much dog person, again, allows the animal to live in the house instead of being kicked out into the yard.
Right.
So it makes their life better in so many different ways because it's so nice to come home and enjoy your animal than to come in and start looking for what got destroyed today.
Right. And it's true with training as well, you know, in basic training out in the world that when there are boundaries in place, the dogs end up actually having more of an experience of freedom.
And they get to spend more time with their family instead of relegated to the backyard where nobody sees them.
Yeah. And then in the case of basic training, dogs that are better behaved end up having more freedom because they get to accompany their family out and about. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've in an initial lesson with a client. I want to take him out with me wherever I go. But he just, you know, mauls people, like jumping up very exuberant. And so, you know, the dogs that have better manners actually have more freedom.
And a much more enjoyable life because everybody has fun.
Now, I want to mention again, if you're just tuning in, there's a special offer starting today and going on through this week. So it's through May 18th. A very special offer by Invisible Fence Northwest, $250 off their outdoor solutions, which is a really, really generous discount. And so if you've been on the fence, unintended. You know, now's the time to at least set up the consultation, because if you set up the consultation's free. There's no commitment to just setting up a consultation. Find out, you know, how might it work for your environment? How might the solutions fit for your pets, for your physical environment? And then if you do decide to move forward, then you get that sweet deal. $250 off. If you go online to schedule the consultation, which you can do online. They have a form there. You just go to invisiblefencenw.com right on the homepage is a promo code box up in the top right corner. And I think it's like orange or something. And you just type in, click on it and type in Dog Talk. And it'll pull up the page with all the information about that special offer. You can also just give them a call and tell them that you want the Dog Talk Show promotional offer and get that consultation set up. And those are great because you get to just meet with a professional who understands the systems and get a sense for really how that's going to look for you and your pets.
And Invisible Fence works for many, many people, but if it's not going to work, we'll tell you that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like the old dog, older dog, or senior dog and puppy scenario.
One of my favorites is the puppy free zone.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, especially if you've got two big dogs, one that's older, their body just can't take the body slams that a young Labrador will do or a young Rottie.
Yeah.
And having a place to go lay down and chew on a bone or just lay down and not be hassled.
Right.
By the puppy, so that he has free, you know, the older dog has can choose that as under his own timing, mm-hmm. so that there's a place to just relax.
Mm-hmm.
We use that a lot. I love the puppy free zone,
and I imagine cats appreciate that mm-hmm. ability as well.
Oh, absolutely.
To be able, even if it's the cat and dog might get along just fine, but sometimes the cat just wants to not be bothered.
Well, or young little dogs and big dogs.
Mm.
Sometimes you just need a break, and this is a great way to do it. I mean, indoors, there's lots of ways to do it indoors, but one of the things that we do often and that I really like is if you've got an older dog that's really well-behaved, they don't destroy your flower beds,
mm-hmm.
or a cat, and the puppy's tearing everything up.
Chewing on everything.
Destroying the plants and running through. Yeah. Being able to let the cat or the older dog hang out in the flower beds, enjoy the sun.
Yeah.
And still they share the backyard, so when they want to go out and play, they can go out and play.
Yeah.
And your plants are protected, because that gets expensive, too.
Yeah.
And then you can keep everybody out of the vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a cat and dog situation, you don't want anybody using the vegetable garden as a litter box.
Right.
Unfortunately, it doesn't help stray cats in the neighborhood, but hopefully your dog takes care of that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's something, too, with the Outdoor Solutions, is that it's not just a one line, but you can get really specific mm-hmm. about, how about this area to kind of funnel the dog out away from this area, which is where the children play, would like them to hang out in this part of the yard where they can go potty and people therefore won't be stepping on.
And especially folks with young kids will often have a play area for their kids where they don't have to be looking
right
where they step.
Or keep the dog from marking the swing set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Georgia Welch, Training Director for Invisible Fence Northwest. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Fido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's HAUTE, portraiture.net. or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, Lola Michelin, founder of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, will join us in the studio. We'll find out what's going on at the school and how easy it is to learn animal massage. And we'll talk about the class I'll be teaching at the school this fall. Phone lines will be open, too. Hope you join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
The girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. Eric, I hope we hear the Invisible Fence song out of the next segment.
Okay, we can do that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
All right.
We've done it every time that we've had Invisible Fence on the air.
That's how good it is.
Maybe.
That's how good it is.
Change it up this time. But okay, we'll do it.
Nope. Okay, so we're back with Georgia Welch, Training Director of Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So again, for the next week, starting today, Wednesday, until next Wednesday, which is May 18th, there is a very special offer that Invisible Fence brand is offering Dog Talk Show listeners, and it's $250 off their outdoor solutions, which is a really, really great deal. So if you've been on the fence, now's the time to just make an appointment for a free consultation, have somebody come out, talk about how it might look for you and your pet and your space.
And it never hurts to have all the facts.
Yeah.
To make your decision.
Just as informational. There's no pressure, no commitment if you set up that consultation. But then if you do decide to move forward, then you have that sweet deal waiting for you.
That's right.
$250 off. You can set up an appointment for a consultation in a number of different ways. One, you can just go to the website, InvisibleFenceNW.com, go to the homepage, which is the page that will just come up, and there will be a promo code box in the top right-hand corner. And all you have to do is just click on that. It's yellow. Promotion code, just click on that and type in Dog Talk and click go, and then it'll take you to the page that gives you the details, and then you can actually fill out a form right there and set up an appointment. Tell them what time and what day, and then you'll get a confirmation. You can also give them a call as well. And the numbers on the website, 888-242-3811. And you can set up an appointment over the phone as well. And just let them know that you want the Dog Talk Show promotion, which is $250 off. And you just need to make that appointment before next Wednesday. I don't think the appointment has to actually happen, but it needs to be scheduled.
Scheduled before Wednesday.
Scheduled by Wednesday, but you could actually make the appointment for 3 weeks from now, but it just needs to be scheduled by Wednesday the 18th. And that's a great promotion, so check that out. InvisibleFenceNW.com, promotion code Dog Talk, $250 off for Dog Talk Show listeners. Thank you. So we're talking about the pet free solutions. There's just so many options, you know, as far as keeping dogs in your yard, keeping dogs from bolting out the door, keeping dogs from jumping on the countertops.
How many, you know, unfortunately so many dogs get a hold of food that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Or medications that they shouldn't have, especially if someone has some mobility limitations.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you can really just tailor it. And that's what's so great, again, about the consultations, is that you can then have somebody else out and talk to them about what your specific needs are with your pets. Do you have a dog? Do you have a cat? So you, these are for cats too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is just hilarious.
It works so slick.
Yeah.
And being able for the dog and cat to share the yard and still have separate areas works great.
Yeah. So it's just wonderful. InvisibleFenceNW.com. Now, and I'll post this. I've posted this this information on the Dog Talk Show homepage, and then also I'll put out a blast to our Facebook fan page fans. So you can find the Dog Talk Show on Facebook as well.
I'll send you a picture for your Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
It's a dog and a goat on Invisible Fence.
Oh, goat.
They play.
Is the goat on trained to the fence?
To the Invisible Fence.
Really?
They both have the full run of the yard.
Yeah.
And then we use an avoidance system so the goats can't eat the house.
Nice. yet another use for Invisible Fence products. Oh, I did want to mention, though, actually, we're going to be putting something really fun together this summer at the Capitol Hill Pride Festival.
I heard that. That should be really fun.
Yeah, which is a huge event. They're expecting 20,000 people. And this is the Saturday event, not the parade that happens downtown on 4th Avenue on Sunday. But this is the Pride Festival that happens on Capitol Hill in Seattle on Broadway. And all of the businesses, you know, kind of the restaurants open up and have outdoor seating and, you know, beer gardens. And there's tons of vendors, tons of booths. And we're putting together a little bit of a dog center. Invisible Fence booth. You guys are going to have some products for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be raising money for a local organization that provides support to people with AIDS to keep their pets and help care for their pets. And I'm going to be there too, offering some free dog training advice.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then gift bags. I know that you guys have talked about giving out some great gift bags. We're going to have free samples of natural pet pantry food to take and treats. And then also there's a doggy drag costume contest that day at noon that I'm going to be judging, which should be really fun. And actually, Rebecca with Invisible Fence helped connect me with them. So that'll be fun, too. So that is, I don't even know what the date is going to be, but that's going to be later in June. The Capitol Hill Pride Festival, and if you are there, come and find us. I think it's going to be June 25th, Saturday. Come and find us at the Invisible Fence booth. We'll all be there having a blast.
It's a great party.
Yeah, and there's going to be a ton of dogs there for sure, because it's Seattle. Now, Georgia, did you hear about the, I found an article about, because there's actually been a lot of talk, of course, with this news about Osama bin Laden. And his compound being raided. And now the news, and of course the news that catches my ear, is about that they had a dog with them.
No, I hadn't heard that at all.
Yeah. So I've got the article here. Little is known about what may be the nation's most courageous dog. Even its breed is the subject of great interest. It's most likely a German Shepherd or a Belgian Malinois. Its use in the raid reflects the military's growing dependence on dogs in wars, as far as finding explosives, as far as finding people, if somebody's hidden. Because you can't hide on a dog.
Not even close.
Not a dog, especially that's trained to detect scent. And they've tried to come out with, they've tried to, you know, develop a machine that detects, landmines, for example. And they can't make something that finds it better than a dog, human or machine.
They still haven't come up with any machine that's as sensitive as a dog's nose for any number of things, from cancer to gas leaks to landmines.
Recently, just a few weeks ago, had on Miriam Rose, who teaches the nose work classes, and we were talking all about sense of smell. They're talking about the dogs, you know, the dog in the raid could have checked the compound for explosives, sniffed door handles even to see if they were booby trapped. And given that Saddam Hussein was found hiding in a narrow, dark hole beneath a mud shack in Iraq, the SEAL team might have brought the dog in case bin Laden had built a secret room in his compound where he was hiding. Dogs are very good at detecting people inside of a building. Also, they can be used to catch people from escaping. And, you know, I can see the obvious benefit to the military. But I just, you know, it's sort of a personal inquiry, I guess, does it? And I posted a question about this on Facebook as well, and I'd love your input. If you'd like to comment, too, on our fan page, I posted a link to the article. But, you know, it's just, I mean, these are dogs that are bred for it. Dogs that would not make good family pets because they are too high drive. They're made for this type of intense work. But, you know, I'm uneasy about having dogs in war scenes because of the obvious danger. And I think it's wonderful. I can so see the benefit. It's obvious. And not only the logistics of it, but also that they have a dog with them, which is therapeutic, as we all know, having the buddy, even, you know, when they're hanging out. But it's just sort of troubling to me as well that we're putting them in these situations.
Well, and regardless of the benefits of the war, it troubles me that we're putting young men in this and women in this situation, and a dog is just one more thing that probably shouldn't be there and in our world winds up there.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting article, and it's on the New York Times website. I've posted a link to it on our Facebook fan page, and I will also post a link to it on the Dog Talk Show homepage, which is dogtalkshow.com. And I have a couple other stories and announcements to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll talk to you a little bit about a controversial ad campaign out, dog food. Thank you, Eric. We'll be back. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Hey, my name is Craig Goble.
And I'm Dory Z.
And I'm Rob Gray.
And together, we're the best thing you can do on a Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6. We're talking about leading-edge real estate topics.
Learn the ins, outs, and secrets of the real estate industry.
And why things work and why things don't every week on Real Estate Radio.
We'll tell it to you as it is, straight, honest, and from the cuff.
And where else can you listen to three real estate professionals who are doing this every day? We're in the trenches, putting transactions together and solving problems.
Real Estate Radio.
Tune in every Thursday afternoon, 4 to 6.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little!
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor. Wednesday Wednesday afternoons at 5.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. See, Georgia got a kick out of that, Eric.
Well, good.
Eric's sick of the electric boogie.
I'm not sick of it. I just think, maybe we'll save it for the next time, you know, because, of course, we'll have the folks from Invisible Fence back in the future.
Well, it's not like they're here every week, though.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I think of it as an opportunity to play electric boogie, but there you go. That's why we balance each other so nicely. Anyway, so we were talking, we've got Georgia Welch, the director of training, with us in the booth, and now we're just kind of chatting about some different things. But we were talking about Invisible Fence Solutions, specifically the pet-free solutions where you can actually keep your dog or cat or goat away from certain areas, like the dog out of the kitchen, the dog and cat out of the formal dining room so that they don't destroy the furniture. Especially cat, for that one, if they have claws, right?
Oh, yeah. That beats the heck out of having to declaw them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just to recap, too, Invisible Fence is offering Dog Talk Show listeners a very special offer this week. Through this week, so you have until next Wednesday, the 18th, to make the appointment for a free consultation. There's no pressure, no commitment. But make the appointment for free consultation. Have somebody from Invisible Fence Northwest out to your house and, see how the indoor and outdoor solutions might be a good fit for you and your pets and your space. And if you do decide to move forward, you get $250 off, which is a huge discount. So do take advantage of that if you're thinking about it, even if you just want to find out more about it. Get that appointment set up, and you can do that either by calling them and just tell them that you want the Dog Talk Show promotion, or you can go to the website invisiblefencenw.com, and there's a promotion code box up in the right corner, and you just type in Dog Talk and it will bring you to a page with the details about this promotion, and you can also just set up an appointment right there online. And Invisible Fence Northwest is one of the sponsors of the Dog Talk Show. And so I have actually a story that you'll probably know. Do you have cats, Georgia?
Dogs, cats, and birds.
All right. So I found a, now this is from one of our other show sponsors, wonderful sponsor, All the Best Pet Care. And they have a newsletter that goes out, the Pet Gazette, which I enjoy. And this one actually, the most recent one that I got, had a really interesting little blurb about cats. It says, does your cat have a hangover? And I thought, what could this be about? So I read it. And you can go to allthebestpetcare.com and find out about where all of their different locations are. You can sign up for their newsletter, and it'll tell you about all the different events that are going on, different coupon codes and deals and stuff like that. They have a lot of stuff that they offer there. Anesthesia-free dental cleaning. And they've got 9 locations throughout Western Washington. So check them out, allthebestpetcare.com. So does your cat have a hangover? Eric, do you hear that? Does your cat have a hangover?
As far as I know, no.
What could that be about? Well, very interesting. Remember the last time you overindulged and woke up with a hangover, feeling headachy, fatigued, and a little nauseous? No. Well, those symptoms come from the dehydrating effects of alcohol. So it's a result of dehydration as to why we feel so bad. And according to Dr. Jackie Obando, veterinarian at Mercy Vet, that's exactly how your cat feels when his diet is lacking in moisture. Now, this is what I found particularly interesting. I did not know this. Because their bodies, cats, don't release antidiuretic hormones to trigger thirst, like dogs and humans. Because I've known and I've told and I've said people, cats need to eat food with moisture in it because cats don't drink water like people and dogs do. I didn't know it was because their bodies don't release the specific hormone that triggers thirst.
Interesting.
So cats have a weak thirst drive, even if their bodies are dehydrated. They're not going to know, their bodies aren't telling them basically to drink. And so they're best kept hydrated by eating their water in the form of wet food or raw food, which is 75 to 85% moisture. So it's recommended for cats to eat ideally raw food. Natural Pet Pantry makes a great raw food diet. Lots of moisture in it. There's lots of other options. And then there's also canned foods as well. And all the Best Pet Care carries a variety of really high quality canned foods. And you can even add water to it to make it even a little more soupy to get your cat to drink, well, to get your cat to ingest more water. Also, too, those pet fountains that have like a just a steady stream of running water down like a little slide. Looks like a little mini water slide, like for a mouse. I've heard a lot of really great success stories with how those really attract cats.
Cats like those more than just a bowl of water then.
Right. Yeah, and like a lot of cats will drink out of the faucet and stuff, so this kind of gives them their own designated faucet. But interesting that they don't have that hormone like that dogs and humans do. Even a healthy cat on dry food alone will have a subclinical case of chronic dehydration. Dry-fed cats pee less than moist-fed cats, retaining toxins longer and encouraging urinary crystals to form. So there's and I have heard this before over the years, that most cats that just eat dry food are actually chronically dehydrated, which is not good for health.
Not at all.
So there's actually a hormone that triggers you to feel thirsty.
Hmm.
Yeah, and cats don't have it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My cats seem like they're peeing plenty, though. So I think we're
well,
all
are they eating wet food?
They are. They are eating a lot of wet food. Some kibble in there. They like to mix it up.
Yeah.
But they do drink a lot of water, too. I noticed that.
Good.
So, yeah,
well,
they've got
good
habits.
Good. I should bring you a sample. Have you ever tried raw food with them?
I haven't yet.
Oh, well, I'll have to bring you a sample next time I get one of cat food. I'll bring you some to try. Natural Pet Pantry makes cat food, too.
Sounds great.
I'll hook you up, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Well, I got that information from the All the Best Pet Care newsletter. So there you go. Interesting stuff, huh?
It is. I hadn't heard that about that.
Yeah.
Hormone.
Yep. Well, you learn something new every day.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Whether we want to or not.
Yeah, for sure. So again, that's allthebestpetcare.com, and you can sign up for their newsletter, their Pet Gazette, filled with all sorts of interesting snippets.
The Pet Gazette, does that squeak, by the way, when you pick it up?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about, though.
The squeaky newspapers that they used to give dogs as toys.
Yeah, like you buy them at a grocery store.
Yes, and it'd always be like the Canine Times or something like that.
Right. Go get the paper. So sign up for their newsletter. It's great. And that's allthebestpetcare.com. I just had, I know it's about cats and this is the dog talk show, but. You know, does your cat have a hangover? I just had to check that out. What could that possibly be about?
I was thinking catnip.
Oh, good one. Yeah. I don't think cats get hungover from catnip, though, do they?
Probably not. But
no, they seem pretty happy with the whole situation.
Before, during, and after.
As long as we're talking about cats, I found something.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just real quick. And this could possibly work for dogs as well. The Emery cat thing. When I saw that advertised in the stores, I thought, boy, this is hokey. It's apparently supposed to, when they scratch it, it's supposed to file down the nails.
Yep.
And I thought, no cats are going to enjoy that. But I got one just in case because it was on sale.
Yeah.
My cats love it. They adore it. And it is actually doing a great job filing down their claws. So if you have a cat with a scratching issue, Emery cat might be your solution.
Interesting. Good call, Eric.
Thank you.
So it keeps the nails, it gives them something to scratch, and then it also kind of wears the nails down.
Exactly.
You have to cut them.
And they last a long time because it's got like grit on top of it. So,
right. It's like scratching.
It takes a while to scratch through that. Yeah.
Interesting. The cat talk show coming soon.
The spinoff.
Yes. Following the dog talk show. We got to talk about cats sometimes, and that was an interesting one. Now, so again, before we run out of time, Invisible Fence Northwest, that's InvisibleFenceNW.com. Go to their website, type in Dog Talk in the promo code box at the top of the homepage, and that'll bring you up with the special offer, $250 off their outdoor solutions for dogs and cats and other animals as well. You never know. And that offer is good through Wednesday the 18th. All of the past episodes of the Dog Talk Show, including this one, are available archived on the website, dogtalkshow.com. Also, we have a Facebook fan page. Become a fan of our fan page, and you'll get to interact with us throughout the week as well. We have just a couple spots of ad space available if you are a dog-friendly business and you would like to advertise your business product services to Dog Talk Show listeners. We do have just a couple spots left. And if you are somebody with a question about your dog, email me host@dogtalkshow.com and I can answer your question on air during one of their shows. Listener mail, question and answer time. So feel free to email me host@dogtalkshow.com. If you have a question about training, behavior, nutrition, pretty much anything, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much, Georgia, for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be here next week. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.